Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And I don't know about you, but my heart has been absolutely breaking when I hear of terrorist or other hateful acts going on both in the United States and around the world. And it seems like every day on the news, something new and awful has happened to innocent people. And it's becoming so frequent now that I actually find myself being a little bit scared and a little more cautious about being out in public spaces, just sort of wondering when and where the next great tragedy will be. And that's obviously not a very healthy way to think and to live. And, you know, I've really struggled myself to find peace in the midst of all of this chaos going on. So I decided to reach out to my Facebook community for some of their thoughts and advice. And I was really surprised and humbled by the comments that I got from both of my religious and my non-religious friends. So here are some of the things that were shared with me when I asked people how they find peace in the world today. Someone said, take some time every week to be creative. Making something new and beautiful that didn't exist before is actually very therapeutic. Praying more. This is something I definitely find myself doing more fervently and more frequently. Someone else suggested listening to LDS General Conference talks or listening to inspiring speeches on YouTube from peaceful world and thought leaders. Reading the Book of Mormon and noticing how patterns of behavior are similar throughout any age in society. Knowing that our experiences are only a small, short portion of our total existence helps to put things into perspective, and that comment actually came from one of my non-religious friends. Someone else said, controlling what you can. If you don't see love and compassion out in the world, practice it at home with your family and friends. Teaching these things to your children will help the next generation to be better. And then spend time around children and observe their sweet innocence and their curiosity about the world. Study scriptural prophecies about the good things that are to come and not just the bad. Listen to uplifting music or watch inspiring movies that teach you how to have faith and hope. Stay righteous and personally worthy to have the Spirit as your constant companion and guide for life. Always choose kindness and compassion when you're faced with a potentially contentious situation. Try to serve one person a day and ask God in prayer to show you who needs your help. Meditate. Count your blessings. Remember your support group and that you're all in this together. Pray for those who have been affected by these tragedies and for those who are trying to help. And then finally, one of my friends suggested to rest and get away from the news for a while and loud distractions and bad influences and just go find a special place that's quiet where you can feel peace. Maybe it's in your bedroom or a beautiful garden or a park, the temple, a museum or a library near your home. But it's really important to have this special place to retreat to. And that's something I'm going to focus on finding this week. So I really want to reach out and thank my Facebook friends for offering this advice to me. It really helped me. And for more information on finding peace, meditation, and other gospel topics, you can search on mormonchannel.org for great podcasts, blog posts, and inspiring videos. And be sure to share them with your family and friends online who might need them right now. And you can also specifically check out one of the newest Mormon Channel music videos, Be Still My Soul, on there as well. We're going to end our episode today with a quote from LDS Apostle Elder Quinton L. Cook. And he said, "The Savior is the source of true peace. Even with the trials of life, because of the Savior's atonement and his grace, righteous living will be rewarded with personal peace." Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.